This poem is based on a true story. When I visited my Uncle Jack and Auntie Bet's farm at Bybush, St Catharines in Aberdeenshire when I was about 11 or 12 years old. I've titled it, Almost a Goner Was the Champion Sconner. It'll explain itself. Down on a farm, sick a dangerous place, I started o'er a stean, landed flat in my face. A black ee that would fear you, and a scraped snoot, ah, cause I caught a steen with my tackety boot. And that was just the start. For next, I went into the byre, and a great muckle stark wee horns didn't like my attire. A beast, when he saw me, charged cause I was wearing reed. I ran and clambered o'er some bales, else I would have been dead. I looked down on a great snorted beast. By a whisker I'd escaped with my life, evaded being deceased. Thought to myself, safer out of here. So I wandered to the farmhouse, drawn by a wonderful smell. Bannocks cooking on a griddle, and some cheesy scones as well. On went the butter. You could smell it melting in. On went some homemade strawberry jam, and on my face was a great big grin. In my moo the bannock went. Oh, it was divine. I said to my auntie Kenneth, never tasted a bannock so fine. Here you go, here's some mare, I've made plenty. So I had another, and another, and afore I counted it, I'd scoffed about 20. And he said, here's some milk to wash it down, fresh fae the Jersey cow this morning, perfect for a growing wound. Wash it down, it certainly did. Never tasted milk so sweet. Got some space now, I said. A couple of them scones would ging doon a treat.